بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الدين عند الله الإسلام، وقال تعالى: وجاهدوا في الله حق جهاده، هو اجتباكم وما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج، ملة أبيكم إبراهيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Most respected honorable brothers and elders in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the deen of Islam, which is the only way of life that is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam, that the deen that is accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the deen of Islam. Our principal and ustad, Mawlana Abdul Hamid sahab, used to caution us and explain and say that generally the translation of this ayah is very loose. People translate it as, and they say that the religion accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the religion of Islam. However, he says that the correct and the complete translation of this ayah is Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam, that the way of life that is accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the life of Islam. So the deen that we have is a way of life that governs, that gives us guidance in every facet, sphere and walk of life. We as the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially in these days, our brothers from the ummah who have gone for Hajj, all in commemoration and remembrance, once again tracing, backtracking the steps of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, the sacrifice that was found in the life of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. For this reason there is tawaf, for this reason there is sa'i between Safa and Marwa, there is the pelting of the jamarat, there is going from Mina to Arafah, back to Muzdalifah and back to Mina. All of this for a person to be reminded of the struggle of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The ummah of Nabi Ibrahim, of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, it was the dua of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, that ummah, ya Allah, in my progeny, bless such a personality. رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ. Ya Allah, you send a Nabi from my progeny via the bloodline of Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The person who's gone for Hajj, his Hajj has a double connotation or aspect to his Hajj. One, it's a physical exercise that a person has to take himself, and there is a physical exercise. And one, it's a monetary expression of love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for each one of us left in South Africa, then we do qurbani. That qurbani for each one of us is more monetary, but rather it has to be even a suppression of our desires. We, a person puts a stamp, and rather he stamps on his desires. Because Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, his sacrifice was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him after everything. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. And remember the time that we had tested Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, we tested him. فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. And he completed and he was successful in every of those tests. And the test had come in his life. Now he leaves his family, he goes. By the time he comes back, now his son is of that age we can be of an asset to him. He can be of benefit to him. Now imagine he's in his 90 years of age approximately. Now at this ripe old age, his son can be of benefit. So definitely he longed, he waited for this opportunity where he could bond and utilize and have some close moments and maybe build some memories with his son. But this, the train of thought that was going to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah says, you my Khalil, you my closest friend. I'll test you one more time. Now, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيْ. Now the test is, in his dream he has a vision, he's slaughtering his son in a dream. So we all know the rationale behind it. One is Allah sending revelation, you know, you have to follow. But it coming via a dream, now is the test. Will you just wave it aside and say, no, you know what, this is a dream. I always dream about a lot of things. I also dreamt I was the president of the country. I'm still where I am. Will a person start saying, hey, you know what, hold on. I had this dream, it was me and you. You will say, when did you have the dream? Was it the Tahajjud time? Or was it after Fajr you slept? We need to know whether your stomach was full or your stomach was empty. We will look for scapegoats to understand even that. But Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam understood that this is from Allah. Immediately he summons his son. He says, Ya Bunay, O my most beloved son. He engages with him. He doesn't tell him, this is the command of Allah, lie down, I just need to do what I need to do. No. He engages with him. Ya Bunay, O my most beloved son. Inni ara fil manami anni azbahuk. I had a dream that I'm slaughtering you. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. What's your take? You think about it. But Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, tarbiyat was made of the wife. So the fruit and the result was the son at the young, tender age of 11 or 13. He was already tarbiyat yafta. His tarbiyat was made. He was already murabba. Tarbiyat was complete. So now the father is talking to a young son. He's asking him, what you think? I want to slaughter you. He says, قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرُ. He says, oh my most beloved father, do as you have been commanded. Ulama explain and say how merciful Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is. That he asked his khalil for his son. He is not asking us for his son. He is asking us for compliance to his commandments. Allah is not saying that every one of us, your first son, sacrifice him for me. How many of us would be ready for it? Your first son, sacrifice him for me. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken that. Our ustad had mentioned, beautiful. He says, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was ready to sacrifice his son for Allah. Allah forgive us, we ready to sacrifice the deen of Allah for my son. Better whatever it is, as long as you are happy, don't worry, as long as you are happy, Allah forgive us. Yeah, he's ready to sacrifice the ultimate he's going, sacrifice. Then too, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, young age, what does he tell his father? He says, oh my father, now you're taking me to slaughter me. When you're taking me to slaughter me, tie my hands. Because when that knife touches my throat, there would be some pain. And I don't want you to see my face, so cover my face. You mustn't be gripped with mercy. Cover my face. Tie my hands. So you do not, my clothes do not become spoilt or messed with blood. And listen, take this back to my mother or my father. Take it back to my mother. Tell her I have given my salams. He's also ready. Here on the block. Ready to give it for the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What level of submission. The deen of Islam. Islam. Aslama yuslimu Islam. Means to submit. To what level am I ready to submit for the deen of Allah. Is the lesson we ask ourselves in every sphere and walk of life. Now because the connotation, the relationship of qurbani for each one of us, udhiya, is monetary. I take my money, I buy a sheep, and I will slaughter that for the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah forgive. There's no reason for us to ask, This doesn't make sense. Well, I must go through all of this, go to the farm, in my backyard, miss everything, bring that sheep. Allah forgive, sometimes we hear, Mulana, kurbani meat I can't eat. Kurbani meat I can't eat. Like, what you mean you can't eat? It's too fresh. The meat is too fresh, I can't eat it. Brother comes from Hajj, pours zamzam for everyone. Person is not taking his cup. My brother, that's not tap water. That is zamzam. How you brought it? He brought it normal. No, but what utensil you use? The plastic bottles. He says, no, I don't drink water from plastic bottles. He says, but this is zamzam. He says, no, jazakallah. So he says, I can't eat. Person is saying, I can't eat fresh meat. So, there has to be sacrifice in every aspect of our lives. Now, because it is monetary, so we will just mention a few things, especially for each one of us. In our present day and setting in South Africa, that how it is important for us that we will be able to give dawah to the deen of Islam via the way we transact in our business houses. Non-Muslim comes to his Muslim employer and he says, listen, Lani, I want dismissal. So he says, hold on, you're an important person in this factory. Why do you want to leave? So he says, no, I've got some commitments at home. And I know that I won't be able to fulfill everything in a short space of time. I mean, just my leave wouldn't suffice. I need more than that. So give me leave, disperse me, whatever it is. Just pay me for the end of this month and I need to leave. He says, no, talk to me. Muslim man is telling his non-Muslim employee, talk to me. So he talks to him, he engages him. And he says, here, I've got urgent commitments. I just cannot work. But what do you have? How long will it take? Okay, don't tell me what's the nature of it, but how long will you require? He says, 3 weeks to a month. He says, do me a favor. 3 weeks to a month, you've got leave. And excuse me, but how are you going to see to the expenses of the house? That is paid leave. He says, okay, paid leave. I could have maybe got paid leave. But when I come back, he says, your job is secure. He says, you sure? You 100%. I always had a different picture of how a boss and a lani is. You sure about it? He says, listen, you've got it from me. The moment you come back, your job is secured. So this person turns around, not with happiness that he's got a month's leave paid. He's amazed that this is the dealing of a Muslim. And that is already a deep message in his mind, that this is how Muslims are. This is how a Muslim man will deal. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned that if we want barakah, we want barakah, Sahih al-Bukhari, that two people in a transaction, فَإِن صَدَقَا وَبَيَّنَا بُرِكَ لَهُمَا فِي بَيْعِهِمَا. The first important element is that both of them have to be truthful. That I'm entering into this deal whole, really with honesty. وَبَيَّنَا, you are clear in this deal. بُرِكَ لَهُمَا فِي بَيْعِهِمَا, there'll be barakah in the transaction. And this is common. Person is selling his car, example, or he's selling his tablet, or whatever it is. Let's say, for example, his car. He's been to the mechanic. Mechanic says, here, the next 3,000, this has to go into service. What's the damages? He says, 5,000 rand. Inshallah, we'll sort it out. Okay. Immediately loads the pictures, car is on Gumtree, advertised for 50,000 rand. Person phones, you know what, I'm interested in the car. No problem, custom, this thing is a beauty, I don't want to sell it also. Don't want to sell it. Any problems? No problems in the car. Hey, daily she's running well. Now you're hiding the fact that this needs some attention, it's going to cost 5,000 rand. So you don't want to sell it for 45 and lose 5,000. You'll sell it for that 50, no problem. You'll sell it for 50, you'll make that extra 5,000. فَإِن كَذَبَا وَكَتَمَا فَأَسَاءَ يَرْبَحَ رِبْحًا. Nabi Sam says, you spoke a lie, you hit the fault. You'll make that profit, that extra buck you will get. But وَيَمْحَقَا بَرَكَةَ بَيْعِهِمَا. You've just destroyed the barakah of the deal. Now you want to know a few weeks later, hey, what happened? All of a sudden my son is in hospital. What happened? I mean, he was fine. He was no problems with him. Why suddenly something happened, blackout, and there's an accident, and now I have to pay even for the other person? Well, that money that you, 5,000 extra, didn't belong to you. Allah had to create some mushkila in your life, some pareshani to take out that 5,000. It didn't belong to you. You spoke a lie. That money was not rightfully yours. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, that ability, that we be truthful Muslim businessmen, inshallah. That we will be given dawat in the way we transact, inshallah. Sometimes a person says, maaf, Mulana, you go to a person's place of work, Mulana, please make me maaf. These people, that's the only language they understand. If I don't swear, they don't do the work. But is that a Muslim? Is that how we talk? Allah forgive us. Don't we realize one day we also going to account in front of Allah? You trying to get maximum from your employee. Remember, you're also the servant of Allah. Are you giving maximum to Him? Are you giving maximum to Him? Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah, he was in partnership with a person. Consignment came. On inspection, there was a flaw. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah, he tells his partner, do me a favor. When you're selling this consignment, I want you to be clear. You have to be open book and tell the person, this is the fault. So at the time of the transaction, the partner slipped up and honestly forgot to mention that there was a fault. So the deal was done. At the end of it, he comes to Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. He says, that's your money and this is mine. Listen, deal done. He says, you remember that was the consignment that had a fault? The garments had a flaw in it? He says, yes. Did you mention that to the person who purchased it from you, from the purchaser? He says, honestly, I forgot. And he was happy with what I sold. He inspected it. Maybe he saw it. He says, no. Did you tell him? He says, no, I forgot. He says, forget about the profit of this consignment. Even the capital I invested in it. Go and give it in sadaqah. Give it in charity. I don't need this now. How much? It wasn't just 1,000 and 2,000 or 5,000 or 10,000 rand. This was 30,000 dirhams. He says, I don't, forget about haram. I don't even want doubtful earnings in my possession. 30,000 dirhams, if you translate it, approximately 500,000 rand presently. 500,000 rand, he says, take it. Give it in sadaqah. I don't need that. Allahu Akbar. Anas radiallahu anhu is sitting with the Sahabi. He's sitting with the Sahabi in the masjid, in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, La yu'minu abdun hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsi. You cannot be a complete believer until you don't love for your Muslim brother what you love for yourself. What you love for yourself is what you must love for him. Anas radiallahu anhu says, after the gathering, we turned around together, we walk in the marketplace. This Sahabi, there was something that caught his eye, he was really interested in buying it. So he goes to the person, how much? He says, bi thalathin. This is 30 dirhams. So he says, no. Okay, right, done, deal done. But I'll pay you 40. He says, hold on. Ma yahmiluka ala hadha, wa ana utika bi aqalla min hadha. What prompts you to pay extra when the value is 30? I'm happy with 30. What do you want to give extra? He says, bi arba'in. He says, no problem. If you don't give me more, take it for 40. So the person is about to conclude the deal. He says, no, hold on. Bi khamsin, I'll pay you 50. He says, no, no, no. The price is 30. You said 40. Now at 50. Anas radiallahu anhu asked the Sahabi, what's happening? What's happening? He says, oh Anas, me and you were sitting just now in Masjidun Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He says, you cannot be a complete believer until you don't love for your Muslim brother what you love for yourself. For me, the value of it is 50 and not 30. The value is 50, so I have to give him 50. And I will get the barak and the blessings of this. But today you see one advert, 5 liter Helios oil, 65 rand 99. Oh, early morning you're waiting. Son, daughter, everyone, we all got 3 in our hands because of the fries and the samosas. We got enough, come into the till. Sorry, there's a misprint. That's supposed to have been 75.99. No ways. Where's the manager? Who's on the floor today? Call him. I'm going to take this to the newspapers. I will blackmail you. I'll take out this. Allah forgive us. Many say, my, that's below my cost. You'll never find it in the whole of South Africa, 65.99. No, no, this is advertised. I never travel from so far for nothing. You'll have to give it to me. But a believer, what would he have said? No, no, okay, there's a mistake. Never mind. What's your price? I'll pay that now. Otherwise, I'll look for another deal somewhere else. But we look for that steel where we can squeeze and throttle. Allah forgive, Allah protect us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, hadith appears in Sahih al-Bukhari, Rahim Allahu rajulan samhan idha ba'a, idha shtara, idha qada. Allah's subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine mercies come on that person who's soft, who's gentle. When he sells, when he purchases, when he pays, when he collects. In all situations in business, this is the time to score. The kafir is also in the business house. We are also in the marketplace. So what's the differentiating factor between me and him? The differentiating factor is that he's doing business. I am making my akhirat in that place. I am making my akhirat even in the business house. Because, beautifully said in English, you earn a living by what you earn. You make a living by what you earn. But you make a life by what you spend. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah, thriving businessman, but a great muhaddith equally. Person comes to me, says, oh Abdullah, I require some assistance. No problem, how much you require? He says, 700 dirhams. 700 dirhams. I'm owing someone some money, I'm not by the means. So he says, wrote something down, folded it, go to my treasurer, he'll give you the money. He'll forward you the cash. Goes to him, treasurer opens it. What happened? He says, no, I needed some assistance. I went to Abdullah bin Mubarak, and he has given me this note, you have to give me the cash. He said, but how much you asked him for? He says, 700. Oh, there's a mistake here. There's 10 extra. It's 7,000. So the treasurer comes back. He says, oh Abdullah, there's a mistake. The man asked for 700. You gave him 7,000. He asked for 700. You wrote 7,000. Abdullah bin Mubarak tells the treasurer, you are working for me. I'm not working for you. I don't need to answer to you. I give you a work to do. You comply and do. Nevertheless, bring the page. He squashed it. He wrote 14,000. He says, now go give the man. Goes, he gives the man 14,000, comes back. Abdullah, what's happening? 700? 7,000? On inquiry, you said 14,000? He says, the man came with a genuine need for 700. I said 7,000. Why? Because I will deal with him with an unexpected amount, so Allah can give me reward on the day of Qiyamah unexpected. Imagine if I also give 700. Well, that's tit for tat. You got whatever the value of. Imagine we go to Akhirat. Will Allah, and we say, Allah, give me the value of my amal. Where will we be? If it's not for the mercies of Allah, where will I be? Today, sitting, the deputy chief of judges must have heard this incident. What does he say? He's so high ranking, second. After the Chief Justice, he himself says that how did, you know, something of, they call it Ubuntu. That, you know, I am because we are. That the spirit of brotherhood. So they asked him, any incident in your life that really strikes you, that maybe you take in your life. So he's a non-Muslim, but he says, yes. When I was in grade 11, then I had ambitions and I had desires of studying law. But I never had the money. But I knew maybe there'll be some exemption for me, or I'll get a bursary, or someone will sort it out for me. But there came the time and I had to leave home. But the only string and the last straw of hope for earning in the house was me and no one else. My mother, she just lost her job. She's out of her job, jobless. All her savings exhausted. So my mother is hopeful. I'll start doing some odds and ends, whatever I could do, and bring some money home. But I took a walk. And he says, I go to the city and I see one cash and carry. I go inside. Who's the owner? Mr. So and so. Muslim man. So he says, listen, this is my situation. I need to go and study. But the problem is that I don't have sufficient to leave for my family. He says, so what you need? He says, no, I need to look after them. He says, listen, I can't give you cash, but I'll give you a voucher. Every month your mother must come take groceries from this shop for free. He says, what's the repayment plan? He says, when you qualify and you start work, come talk to me after that. So he says, 3 years passed, he finished, got his degree, he comes. Comes to the man, Muslim man, he says, Mr. Musa, I need to repay you. He says, yeah, repay me, yeah, oh yeah, that okay. But sir, what's the plan, how much monthly, you know, I need to pay you slowly. So the judge is reduced to tears. He can't even articulate himself properly. And he says, what happened? He says, Mr. Musa tells me, do to others what I did for you. You don't have to pay me back. But the message that stuck in his mind, that this is a Muslim businessman, not a businessman, a Muslim businessman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again grant each one of us the tawfiq, that ability, that qurbani is not just sacrificing an animal. It's about sacrificing my desires in every walk and sphere of life. Wherever I may be, sacrifice my desires to do for others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانه وتعالى.